We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aditi Kinkabwala of the NFL Network. Aditi, how are you?
I am okay. I am headed to the airport again.
I don't understand. Well, you go to the airport every 8 seconds. What is going on with you?
Do you have to take here? What's going on?
Well, so when I first was hired by the NFL Network, I traveled all the time. But in the last few years, the Steelers have just been so crazy that I've pretty much been in Cleveland or in Pittsburgh, and that's been fine. But now, you know, neither team is in the playoffs. So I was in Baltimore all last week. I came home from Baltimore Monday. Monday night, I flew to New York. Tuesday night, I flew home. Thursday, I flew to Philly.
Jeez.
I flew home late last night, and now I'm headed to New Orleans.
Doesn't seem like a very efficient plan by NFL Network.
You know what? I was just complaining. Geez, I don't know if this is so much harder on me because I'm older, or it's just like when you have responsibility.
Yeah.
You guys know, when you're kids,
there's
5 million things you have to juggle. The story here is that I need the Cleveland Browns and or the Pittsburgh Steelers to be in the postseason next year, so I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. And I need and I'll give you a pass for not calling me back yesterday because you were so busy.
It was insane. I was at the Eagles, and then I haven't seen the Eagles, guys, and I probably should not admit this on the air, but I haven't seen the Eagles in 2 years, like other than in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So here I am. I'm the NFL Network reporter who is supposed to bring you all things Eagles. It's been a serious cram session.
Good for you. You're all over it. So, indeed, you know, you mentioned the Browns or Steelers getting to the playoffs. Dustin and I were having a debate earlier. I said the expectations for the Browns in 2019 should be the playoffs. And I said if they went 8-8, it would be a disappointment. He disagrees. What say you on that?
Whoa. Why is Dustin disagreeing with that? Why do you think that's so hard?
It's hard to win 10 games in the NFL. You think it's easy?
I know, but like 9-7 would be a problem.
We have a first-year head coach and a second-year quarterback. I just think that if the Browns win 8 games, that proves that they're heading in the right direction. I wouldn't be calling it a disappointment or a huge failure like some people.
Okay, I don't know about huge failure, but I definitely feel that the Browns are primed to take a significant step. And you have the continuity with Freddie Kitchens right there.
First-year head coach, though. First-year head coach, Aditi. First-year head coach, who's our coordinator?
I agree with you, and I'll tell you, you know what I think is really difficult is that it's this idea that everybody feels like, oh, it's the Sean McVay model, or can we find the next Sean McVay? But isn't the definition of exceptional that it is indeed unusual? So I think it's a lot to ask a first-year head coach, a first-year CEO, because a head coach is truly the CEO of the entire club, to not only do all that, manage everything, but also run the offense, install the offense, call the offense. It's a lot, but John Dorsey's a really smart man who's been around football for a very long time. He's not doing that if he doesn't feel that this is a guy that's 100% capable of doing that. I just feel like if you look at every roster across the AFC North, the Browns have more talent on that roster than anybody else. I think the Bengals are a mess, willing to spend a lot of money in free agency. They don't have the draft capital that would suddenly allow them to reload in any way. Who knows what's going on with the Steelers? And, you know, the Ravens play great defense, but this whole Lamar Jackson experiment, we saw what happened when a team saw him for the second time.
Aditi, if the Browns would have won 4 games this year, would your expectations still be the same for next year?
No, but isn't that the point, Dustin? Don't you want to keep building on the previous year?
Sure, but how do we build on what we had when we just let everyone walk out that door?
You didn't let everyone. You kept the OC.
You kept the offensive coordinator.
You kept three people from the staff. I'm just saying, everyone just assumes that things are going to be built off of last season. That's all I'm saying.
Nobody's assuming that. Go ahead.
Maybe, and you are a former player, so you can quibble with this because you know this far better than I do, Dustin. But Malcolm Jenkins said to me yesterday, players play. And no players are walking out the door.
No.
I mean, yes, you have coaches, but are you giving sort of are you not giving enough credit to the guys who learned how to win games, the guys who learned how to battle until the end? Are you not expecting Baker Mayfield to take a massive leap in year two?
If they don't, all I'm saying is if they don't win, if they win less. Sorry to cut you off, Aditi. I'm not trying to be rude.
No problem. Go right ahead.
If they win less than eight games next year, I'll be extremely disappointed. And by the way, I think the Browns can make the playoffs. I think they can win the division, and I think it's totally possible for them to make some noise next year. I'm not saying that they can at all. I've been the bad guy because I'm just kind of pumping the brakes, saying, "Listen, guys, we just assume things are just because the Browns got on this hot streak last year with Greg Williams, and we were all fired up, and us against Hugh Jackson, and this all, like, things are going to be a little different next year. It may not be as perfect and roses and cotton candy as everyone expects. That's all I'm saying."
Okay, that's always fair, but what's wrong with having expectations?
I expect to be better.
Bruce Arians has recently said some really good things about Freddie Kitchens, and I think Freddie Kitchens saw two diametrically different ways to operate in this past year. You had two very, very different head coaches in Hugh Jackson and interim head coach Greg Williams, and he saw the success in one way. Don't you think that if Freddie Kitchens is as smart as John Dorsey thinks he is, he's going to espouse a lot of the similar things, that he's not going to completely overhaul the culture suddenly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. You know, speaking of the culture, Aditi, you know, yesterday you tweeted that Dorsey would have a significant role in choosing the assistants, and we were talking about that because that makes you a little concerned. Based on your information, is Freddie Kitchens picking his assistants, but John Dorsey's a big part of the process, or are we seeing John Dorsey actually pick these assistants?
You know, the way that I was told it is that it is a completely collaborative effort.
Okay.
And it's really not so unusual. I talked to another former GM, and I said, is that weird? Like, how should, you know, before I even reported anything, I just sort of was like, is this really unusual? Is this odd? What does this mean? And he said that we're seeing a lot more of this in the league right now. And quite frankly, I mean, you've got a 44-year-old first-time head coach who 3 months ago was a running backs coach. So if he's going to use the mind of somebody who's been in football for a long time, seen successes, seen not so many successes, isn't that a good thing? Like, wouldn't you want to use as a sounding board
Sure.
somebody who's got as much experience as John Dorsey does? And again, let me say this, John Dorsey has a significant role. This is not the way that I was told it. There is indeed a significant role in choosing the assistants, but I was also told this is entirely a collaborative effort. This
okay.
is not that John Dorsey is handing Freddie Kitchens his assistants and saying, you're stuck with these people.
Awesome.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
All right, that's good.
Seriously, how is any staff supposed to work that way?
No, that's great. We wanted to clarify that, and that's good because we don't want, just like we don't want Jimmy Haslam overstepping, even though we trust John Dorsey more, you want to let the coach pick his guys.
Well, and I think, you know, and that's what's I've gotten to spend a little time with the Chargers recently, and I was having this conversation actually with the fabulous, wonderful Tracy Wolfson this week. You know, Tracy Wolfson is
sure.
CBS's lead reporter, and she was with the Chargers last week. She'll be with the Chargers again up in Foxborough this week, and she said Anthony Lynn is truly more of a traditional head coach, meaning that he's the CEO. His job is to coach the coaches. He trusts the men that are under him to do their jobs, and his job is to make sure that his assistants and his staff have everything at their wherewithal to succeed, not to micromanage in any way. And it's, you know, it's kind of the way that Tom Coughlin was the coach of the Giants. You know, it's maybe a little bit of a more traditional paradigm. I don't know how else to phrase it, but I hate to use a cliche. There are different ways to skin a cat. So let's see. You know, Sean McVay is clearly calling the offense, and that hasn't hurt the Rams. I don't know.
Did you and Lima make up yet, or no? That fight's still looming?
We've never had a fight. I think we're okay.
It was a big fight.
Are we running out of things to talk about? Is that why you're asking me that?
No,
not at all. We have tons to talk about.
Actually, you know what? I do want to talk about Antonio Brown because obviously that situation's a mess. Aditi, has he always been a bad teammate, or has it just gotten worse lately?
No, I think, you know, it's funny because it's so hard to have to do on Twitter sometimes.
Sure.
And I did a very long podcast with Peter King this week. I've been very consistent in saying there is no way that it is okay to bail on your teammates the way he did in Week 17. There is no way that it is okay to tap out of a game as many of his teammates felt that he did in that Week 17 game. There have been a whole litany of shenanigans this year. I mean, it goes all the way back to the spring, and I don't want to waste your time. It'll take me 5 minutes just to run through every single episode, from threatening a reporter to going AWOL during training camp to a 100-mile-per-hour speeding ticket in a commercial zone. I mean, it's just to having a meltdown on the sideline with his wide receivers coach, et cetera, to not showing up for a meeting. A lot of issues. But he is not the only issue on the Steelers. And that's something to really, really keep in mind here. And I'm not cutting him any slack. I'm not absolving him for any decision that he, as a grown man and a father of five, has made. It is his decision to have gone down this spiral and behave the way that he has. But the Steelers have also allowed this behavior for quite some time. And I really do believe in enabling. I believe as a parent that if I keep allowing my child to have a temper tantrum, I can't be shocked if five consecutive days he has a temper tantrum, and then on the sixth day he has a temper tantrum
right.
too. If I never censure him, if I never stop him, not trying to say that Antonio Brown is a child, it's just this is human nature. So let's go back a few years. The Steelers win a huge playoff game in Kansas City. They're about to go to the AFC title game, and what is Antonio Brown doing? Is he with his teammates listening to his head coach? No, he's Facebook Living. I mean, and he's embarrassing his head coach by broadcasting his head coach's private words to the entire universe. And he's also showing that he's not with his teammates in this moment. Did
yeah.
the Steelers do anything about that? Did they publicly censure him? Did they call him selfish and disrespectful? Did they make him sit a series? Nothing.
Nope.
They did nothing. Right. So why are you so surprised? And I'll use as an example Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette, Week 17, didn't play. He sat on the bench. He laughed, I guess. He didn't really pay attention to the game. Immediately after the game, the Jaguars put out an absolutely blistering statement calling him selfish, disrespectful, and featuring behavior that's unbecoming of a professional. Okay?
Big time.
So
yeah.
He was basically humiliated and embarrassed. He was called out for bad behavior. And guess what? The Jaguars and Leonard Fournette have met. They've made up. They've hashed it out. And they're both very excited to move forward together. That's how grown-ups operate. That's not how the Steelers operate.
So how does this marriage end, Aditi? I mean, as we wrap here, do you think he's on the Steelers next year?
Well, if Art Rooney himself, you know, last week, actually, or right when this was coming out, Rich Eisen asked me on his podcast, what percent chance do you give him to come back? And I said, I think it's less than 5%. And then yesterday, Art Rooney, the team's owner and president, said it's hard for him to envision Brown being with the team in training camp. And he also said that Brown's salary cap number, that $21 million salary, is not a reason not to move him. So I just feel it's very hard. I think also more important, guys, is that Mike Tomlin needs to make a statement to his locker room that no one single player is greater than the entire team. Because there's a lot of frustration in the Steelers locker room right now. A lot.
Love it. We love it here, Aditi. It's great. And great to talk to you as always. We'll talk to you soon.
It's always awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
Aditi. Aditi Kinkabwala.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.